This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's 12:03 Friday afternoon, May 31st. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the Noon Business Hour. I'm Rob Hart. The Chicago Bears will be the training camp team for this year's edition of the HBO series Hard Knocks. We'll cover that in our next segment. But right now, several snapshots on the economy are out today. Let's discuss the key data with Bob Bruska, Chief Economist, Fact and Opinion Economics, based in New York. Bob, thank you for joining us today. And we have the Fed's preferred inflation gauge, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index report for the month of April. And what does that tell us about the fight against inflation to get it back to that 2% target?
Well, it tells us that we are over that target. It tells us that there is no progress this month. And different people are going to spin this different ways. You know, the Fed needs to make progress. We need to reduce this inflation rate. There's a real structural problem in the inflation rate, with service sector inflation running very hot, good sector inflation being a little bit cooler, in fact even falling on some measures. But the service sector is the bigger part of the report, and jobs are still growing. The labor market is still pretty tight. And so it's hard to have a lot of optimism about getting down to 2% soon. And the Fed is mostly running this higher for longer program, and seems like it just wants to sit on the current level of interest rates and hope something hatches that looks like 2%.
Well, according to some predictions, a couple of analysts were out now saying that maybe the 2% target will be reached in early 2025. But if you're looking at this from an inflation-fighting standpoint, it appears that the uptick that we saw earlier this year has leveled off. And is that an encouraging sign if it simply leveled off?
Well, not really, because we're too high. I mean, the main thing is that we had that uptick, and that really interrupted the move down. It's the down movement in inflation that isn't occurring anymore. And saying that the uptick is gone, but the inflation rate continues to run over the top of the target, as it has for about the last 3 years. Well, you know, what good is a target that you can't hit for 3 years? Is that any kind of a target? And we're substantially over the top of it. And this is a problem. You know, there's a website called Project Syndicate. Ken Rogoff has an article there saying that basically central banker is, the independents are having a role isn't enough, that when times get tough, they have a hard time following rules, and there's political pressure because you can make them independent, but they're still not really independent. They still report to Congress. They still have a president that might, you know, crawl up their back. And this seems to be the case in this cycle. You know, it hasn't been the president so much, but it has been Congress, where a number of congressional representatives have really gone after the Fed.
We're talking the April PCE report with Bob Bruska, chief economist, Fact and Opinion Economics in New York, rising 2.7% in the month of April. So they're in the ballpark, Bob. But when it comes to another data point that jumps out at me is that it seems like consumer spending is slowing down, and that could be a double-edged sword.
Yeah, well, this is. I don't know what you want to say about this. Clearly, consumer spending is slower. PCE actually falls in the month of April, but the trend growth rates still aren't that bad. Over 3 months, it's still growing by 2.7% in real terms. That's not too shabby. It's growing by 2.6% year over year. Services spending is up 2.9% year over year. Over 3 months, it's up at a 3.1% rate, and that's where most of the jobs are. So if you think that spending is to support jobs, you've got pretty good growth in the services sector to keep jobs churning out there. So it's kind of a question how much you want to overreact to 1 month's data. It doesn't look to me like this is a harbinger. It looks to me like it's a bad month.
Where would we be, Bob, if we couldn't overreact to 1 month's worth of data?
I don't know. The hospital emergency rooms would be empty.
Well, Bob Bruska, have a great weekend. Chief Economist, Fact and Opinion Economics in New York. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up, the Bears will be living the Hard Knocks life.
Information to make cash and save cash. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
The HBO show Hard Knocks has chosen the Bears for its docuseries on 2024's training camp. Let's discuss what it means for the team and its other current aspirations with Mark Gannis, president and co-founder of Sports Corp Limited in Chicago. Mark, thank you for joining us today. Over the last couple of years in which Hard Knocks, the NFL films production that's shown on HBO, has been part of the pro football conversation, it has become a very important part of the NFL marketing machine. It is certainly impactful on the business of individual teams and on their brands, but the Bears have been a holdout. Why have they been a holdout for so long?
Well, George McCaskey has felt that it would be a distraction to the team, and he has felt that other teams have always been more open to having it, more interested in it. So he's deferred sometimes a little bit aggressively as well. He's made his point clear. But the NFL, the Bears were one of the few teams that have never been on Hard Knocks that the NFL could compel to be on. There are a whole bunch of rules that, you know, for that allow the NFL to compel. And it's a great story for the NFL with Caleb Williams, with the Bears looking to try and get a new stadium, with a reasonably new, 1 year now, new president and CEO, one of the iconic franchises in the league with incredible history, from George Halas to Walter Payton and the Super Bowl team of 85. So there's a lot that compels that is compelling for HBO and for the NFL. George, deferred as long and as often as he could, but now's their time.
And what is it about being on this show that enhances the brand and enhances the business of the team? I mean, the Bears have had their own reasons for staying away from it, but what is the Hard Knocks effect for a franchise that is in the spotlight?
It humanizes the team, the players, the executives. It demonstrates how hard, and they really do, how hard they all work and how committed they all are to the success of the team. And what it does is it brings national and to a degree international attention to the team as well. The drama or lack of drama can either heighten or reduce the interest in Hard Knocks in that year and thereby increase or diminish or at least keep steady the interest in the team. But the Bears have an opportunity this year with Caleb Williams, who's supposed to be one of the best quarterbacks to have come out in recent years in college from college ranks, a young dynamic general manager in Ryan Poles, who pulled off that incredible deal with the Carolina Panthers last year to get to be able to get Caleb Williams and pick up wide receivers, and he picked up another great wide receiver this year. So there's a lot to be said, and let's not neglect the cultural aspect to it. You know, the Bears are one of the few teams that have both an African-American president and CEO and an African-American general manager. that is also going to draw a lot of attention. And you know, both are incredible professionals, so I expect it'll be positive attention.
And if you're in the Chicago area and you just follow the ups and downs of the Bears, you would say that maybe this franchise hasn't exactly cloaked itself in glory since 1985. But as you point out, it is still a very dominant national brand. So why are the Bears still a big deal, even though they haven't won a Super Bowl since 85?
They have an identity that most teams strive for, aspire to. Their identity of and their connection with how the city itself is defined goes back to the Butkus years, how tough the team is, the fans, how tough they are weathering the bitter cold. Walter Payton's sweetness, that 85 team still has a lot of fans out there. And interestingly enough, a lot of the fans who were kids in 85 are now big spending adults in 2024, and they still spend on the Bears. They're also the only, they're the largest market in the country with only one team. New York has two teams, LA has two teams. The Bears have this market to themselves, and the Midwest is where football, starting with college football, where football began. This is its home. These are its roots. And so the Bears have a lot of identity that other teams don't have.
Mark Gannis, president, co-founder, Sports Corp. Limited in Chicago. Thank you for joining us, talking about the Bears on Hard Knocks this year. Coming up next, it's a huge weekend for water parks in the Chicago area.
Compounding your interest with an economy of words. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Hurricane Harbor Chicago Water Park on the Six Flags property in Gurnee opens for the season tomorrow. Let's find out what visitors can expect from Rachel Kenziora, spokesperson for Six Flags Great America in Gurnee. Rachel, thank you for joining us today. And this is prime time for you guys because the sun is out. The school year is ending across the entire Chicago area and in southeast Wisconsin as well. And you're ready to serve people who want to get thrills and spills and chills without leaving the state of Illinois.
You got it. Yep, Hurricane Harbor Chicago opens for the season tomorrow, Saturday, June 1st. We're really excited to just kind of kick off the summer season, welcome our guests back to splash right into summer here at Hurricane Harbor Chicago.
And what is new at Hurricane Harbor?
You know, the great thing about Hurricane Harbor Chicago is that there really is something for everybody. So for the major thrill seekers, you know, we have Tsunami Surge, which is the world's tallest water coaster. We have Tornado and a bunch of body slides. And then we also have something for more of the junior thrill seekers. So we've got Skull Island, which is our interactive play area, Monsoon Lagoon, and, you know, the Lazy River. You can't beat the Lazy River if you're looking for something more relaxing to spend your day. So, yeah, the great thing about Hurricane Harbor Chicago is there really is something for everybody.
Now, the locations of Six Flags Hurricane Harbor, you have one on the Great America property in Gurnee on I-94. There is another one in Rockford, which is on I-90. And as the business host of a business show with a business mind, I cannot help but notice but that Hurricane Harbor just happens to be on the way to the Wisconsin Dells.
It sure is. You know, what's awesome about having, you know, Hurricane Harbor Chicago here in Gurnee and then also Hurricane Harbor Rockford is offering a little bit of something different in two very different locations. You know, if you visit Hurricane Harbor Rockford, there's a totally different set of water slides and attractions for you to experience while also offering something for everybody there. And then here in Gurnee, you know, you've got Hurricane Harbor Chicago and you have Six Flags Great America, too. So if you want to take a dip in the water, but then also kind of get your theme park fix, it's all right here in Gurnee.
Now, you talk about the innovation in the water slide space. What's new and exciting at Great America? Let's say you just want to stay dry and want to experience all those physics-bending roller coasters. What's new and exciting at Great America this year?
So all new this year for Six Flags Great America is our massive pendulum swing thrill ride called Sky Striker. It's going to be really awesome. It towers in an astounding 17 stories tall, and it'll reach speeds of up to 75 miles per hour. So it really is that massive thrill attraction. And it'll give intense feeling of weightlessness at 172 feet in the air. So when it's at its peak height, you're really going to see everything in the park. It'll show kind of a unique and breathtaking view of the park skyline. And it really is something different for us. So we're really excited to debut that.
Rachel Kenziora, spokesperson, Six Flags Great America in Gurnee. Thank you for joining us today. Good luck on opening day tomorrow at Hurricane Harbor Chicago Water Park. Still ahead in Entrepreneur Friday, a preview of the upcoming Climate Innovation Summit in Chicago.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Go.
This is Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station, News Radio 105.9. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Hart. These are the top stories on News Radio WBBM. Former President Trump speaks out on what he calls a very unfair trial. A suspect reportedly shoots himself after a standoff with police and the FBI in Chicago's far south side. It's Entrepreneur Friday. We'll look ahead at a summit coming to Chicago that looks at innovations to combat climate change, and there may be a workaround for potential buyers struggling to afford a home. WBBM Business. The markets are mixed right now. The Dow up 186 points. The NASDAQ down 188. The S&P 500 is down 19. 73 degrees right now in Chicago under partly sunny skies at 12:31. Topping our news at the half hour, former President Trump is addressing his conviction on fraud charges. He made a statement at Trump Tower this morning.
It was a rigged trial. We wanted a venue change where we could have a fair trial. We didn't get it. We wanted a judge change. We wanted a judge that wasn't conflicted. And obviously he didn't do that. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. We had a DA who was a failed DA.
President Biden is actually addressing the guilty verdicts from the White House right now. You will hear his remarks coming up in just a couple of minutes right here on WBBM. The former president was found guilty of 34 felony counts of falsifying business records tied to hush money paid to adult film performer Stormy Daniels during the 2016 campaign. A suspect reportedly shot himself after a standoff with law enforcement on the far south side this morning. The incident began around midnight after a report of a man with a gun in a residential area at 95th and Perry in the Roseland neighborhood. The response eventually included police and an FBI SWAT team. Further details, including those in the condition of the suspect, have not yet been released. WBBM News Time, 12:32. The Noon Business Hour continues. Markets are mixed right now. We welcome in Gary Kulpbaum, President Kulpbaum Capital Management in Orlando. Find him online, GaryK.com. Gary, thank you for joining us today. And the PCE number is the headlined piece of data for today, and your reaction to the personal consumption expenditure report for the month of April, 2.7%, the annual increase we released this morning.
Yeah, complete lack of trust on my part. I love when they tell us not to include food and energy. I love that the latest CPI report said that, believe it or not, The cost of health insurance is down 4% over the last 5 years, and we know that can't be true. So go to the supermarket, you'll see. Go check out what you're paying for auto insurance and home insurance, and you'll see. So they can talk government stats. I think real world is not government stats, and that's something that we'd have to watch very, very closely.
Well, that brings a question that I had this morning, and that is we've been talking about the 2% target that the Federal Reserve has been touting since inflation took off at the end of 2021, and even though it's largely been brought under control, you're not at that 2% target. Now we're talking about tenths of a percentage point, 2.7% in the month of April, and can you live with that? I mean, you're talking about everyone else's experiences going to the grocery store, and we all know that prices have gone up. But as we bring this thing, as we try to put a bow on this particular situation, is there a substantial difference between a 2% target and 2.7% that we're talking about today?
No, and it seems like sometimes they just tell you they're doing things so they get paid. And the fact that they think they can control a $25 trillion economy with a move of a quarter point up or down here or there or some words, that's kind of weird to me. So, look, bottom line is that I deal in real world. I deal in real dollars, not a tenth of a point or a statistic. And all I can tell you is prices are still way up. No doubt the rate of inflation is down. That had to happen no matter what, or no matter what the central bank will say. And the issue now is we're hearing from Walmart that does $650 billion, Target, and they're on purpose lowering prices because they're saying the consumer can't afford the higher prices. And I think that's the meaningful stuff. That's the real world stuff that matters. And they're 2.7 or 2.6 or 2.0. I don't think that matters too much.
And with the consumer pulling back just a little bit, I mean, obviously, the consumer pullback is enough to adjust some of the gross domestic product nowcasts that exist out there. And with that 1.3% GDP reading from earlier this week in the first quarter, if the consumer is starting to really pull back in a meaningful way, how does that change the predictions for the rest of this year?
Well, it's a potential for trouble, and I've been saying now for about a year, my worry is the debt buildup, starting with the government all the way down to consumer, which means watch the job market. If we lose the job market, we're going to have some, I believe, some serious trouble. The good news is the job market remains in pretty darn good shape. The worry is usually the last thing to drop is the job market, so we're watching it closely. I think we're going to have negative numbers if we start to see the employment numbers going the wrong way. So far, so good. Let's keep our fingers crossed.
Gary Culpom, President Culpom Capital Management in Orlando, Florida. Find him online at GaryK.com. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up next in Entrepreneur Friday, the role of innovators in working to fight climate change.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Entrepreneur Friday. The Climate Innovation Summit is coming to Chicago on June 13th. Let's get a preview from Luke Tannen, President and CEO of Chicago Innovation, the website ChicagoInnovation.com. Luke, thank you for joining us today. We talk about climate innovation. What are some of the innovative and new technologies that could really make a meaningful difference when it comes to dealing with the some of the climate crises that we've been struggling with?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on today. And, you know, this event, the Climate Innovation Summit, hosted by our group, Chicago Innovation, on June 13th at the School of the Art Institute's ballroom. It'll feature innovators in the Chicago region that are combating climate change across really the spectrum. And there's four sessions called The Air We Breathe, The Water We Need, The Food We Eat, The Energy We Use. And there's big problems in all of those areas. Across these four sessions, we'll have 20 expert speakers who are innovators that have new products and services and organizations that are combating climate change in different ways, which really is one of the biggest crises affecting our planet today. And following these speaking sessions will be a climate ecosystem expo, which is a networking reception where guests can meet each other and also get to know some of the leading organizations in Chicago that offer programs and resources for entrepreneurs, corporations, and nonprofits interested in sustainability.
And something, a thought that I've always had is that especially that innovation really is the solution to a lot of the vexing problems that have been facing humankind, whether it's the COVID-19 crisis or a lot of other issues that humanity has been struggling with. It is innovation that presents the solution to those problems. And it seems like sustainability is the real theme with a lot of the panels and products and innovators that will be on part of this conference.
Exactly right. You know, big problems require big solutions. So I want to give examples of two great ones that I personally am excited about that will be at this event. One is called Lonza Tech. Now, this was one of Time Magazine's 100 most influential companies of 2023. And this company takes pollution that comes out of factory smokestacks, puts it through a process that mixes it with a special type of bacteria, and this bacteria transforms the pollution into usable fuel that can power things like airplanes. So it literally turns pollution into fuel. Not only does this company reduce air pollution, but it creates a new source of sustainable energy. And, you know, they've already have 1,000 patents and have raised $869 million. But another company that will be there, and this is another great Chicago story, is called Nature's Find. It's a food company that got its start after researchers on a NASA-funded mission discovered a new fungi-based microbe that lives in Yellowstone National Park's most extreme acidic hot springs. And the researchers learned that this microbe is a complete protein that contains all 20 amino acids. So seeing its massive potential as a source of nutrition, Nature's Find has raised over $500 million and has created a whole line of protein-rich meat and dairy substitutes using this microbe, which greatly reduces the planet's need to raise livestock. And they're currently selling, I just love this, the world's first fungi-based yogurt, which you can find in local supermarkets. So those are two examples, but there's also great nonprofits who will be speaking there, like the Shedd Aquarium, Friends of the Chicago River, the Botanic Garden, Environmental Law and Policy Center, and many more.
And then very quickly, it just seems like the overwhelming message is that even though trying to bend the curve when it comes to the rate of temperature increase on the planet, it might seem like a very big job, but the message should be don't despair, because we're already making meaningful progress, and we're doing that via innovative technologies and applications.
That's exactly right. And there's all things that each of us can do and each of our organizations can do. So really, this event is not to dwell on all the problems. This event is to celebrate the solutions and celebrate the actions that people and organizations are already taking and can continue to take, and that we can all learn from and build upon.
Luke Tannen, President and CEO of Chicago Innovation. Find him online, chicagoinnovation.com. Thanks for joining us today. And still to come, a strategy to afford a mortgage at a time of high rates and high prices.
Money Talks as the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's a challenging time for people looking to buy a home due to high mortgage rates and soaring prices. Let's take a look with an alternative strategy with Drew Wishover, founder and owner of the Inspired Title Group in Chicago. Drew, thank you for joining us today. The big snag in the housing market for the last 4 years now is all the homeowners who refied during the pandemic when interest rates were near zero, and they don't want to leave. And you also have a lot of prospective home buyers who are really hesitant to pay a mortgage with a upper six or low seven interest rate. So there seems to be a workaround here.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we're starting to see this too. It's at least a question that people are talking about. It's something that they're actually, you know, suggesting to the sellers that maybe they assume or take over their current mortgage. It's an interesting conversation.
So basically, if you want to buy a house and the homeowner has a 2 or a 3% mortgage, you as the home buyer could potentially assume that mortgage. And how would that work?
Yeah. So what ultimately happens is, and it doesn't come easy, because you think about it, if you've got a $500,000 house and you've got a $300,000 mortgage, that means that new buyer is going to have to come in with that $200,000 of you know, equity of capital to start that assumption. And then they got to go through the approval process, and they got to go through the, you know, process with the bank and getting approved. And some folks are talking about this becoming a little bit of a snag. It's a little harder to do than most people think.
So it's just not simply a matter of they hand you the mortgage, they cross out their name and put your name in its place. And you do bring up a very important point, and that is how do you address the home equity as the seller? Because you could theoretically, as you point out, could be due hundreds of thousands of dollars in equity that you build up over time.
Literally, that's true. And it would be great, wouldn't it, to just, you know, hey, I'll just take over your mortgage, you guys move on and let's go. But realistically, what's going to happen is more than likely they're going to be able to get a premium for that because, you know, they're allowing this to take place. They're getting a great interest rate. So the sellers are actually getting a benefit from it because they're getting a, you know, 1 or 2% increase on maybe the value of their home. But I think the complaint currently is that, man, these things are taking a long time. Some of the lenders are kind of dragging their feet on them. And some of the lenders are not really wanting to do it because they don't make the, you know, the monies that they do on just originating a brand new loan.
We're talking about assuming the seller's mortgage with Drew Wishover, founder and owner of the Inspired Title Group in Chicago. Drew, are there certain types of mortgages that are more assumable, for lack of a better word, than others?
Yeah. The VA and the FHA loans are the ones that people are going to kind of, you know, target to seeing these things. I mean, here again, you know, we're in an unprecedented time right now when, you know, people got these 3%. So to get anything below where we're at right now is really a win. It's just, is it possible and how hard is it going to be? And do you have the patience and time to kind of wait the time it's going to take?
Drew Wishover, founder and owner of the Inspired Title Group in Chicago, thank you for joining us today. If you missed any part of today's show, just go to our stream and skip back to the time you want. There's a pause and rewind function worth both online and with the Odyssey app. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.